Welcome. You are listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Airs LA are the copyright property of the original authors or publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. There's something new on Airs LA every day. Hi, I'm Patty Matson, and you're listening to Style and Substance. Today's article is from Reader's Digest's March-April 2025 edition on page 40, entitled Laughter, the Best Medicine, by a variety of Reader's Digest readers. After a ventriloquist lamented that he hadn't worked in many months, his friend suggested to him that being a psychic pays well. So the ventriloquist went home and hung out a psychic sign. About an hour later, a woman knocked on the door and said, "I want to talk to my deceased husband. How much will it cost?" The ventriloquist said, "If you talk to him, $50. If he talks to you, $100. And if you talk to each other while I'm drinking a glass of water, that's $200. A man sits on his soft green sofa. On his left is his dog. On his right is his cat. Each of them, smartphone in hand, staring adamantly and tapping away. No wonder you two don't get along," he thought. "You only read news written by dogs, and he only reads news written by cats." Where do bad rainbows go? Prism. It's a light sentence and gives them time to reflect. After years of searching, a young man finally found love. He decided to introduce the woman of his dreams to his adoring mother by playing a trick. He brought home three women and challenged his mom to guess which was his fiancée. "The redhead," said his mother. "How did you know?" said her son. "She's the one I don't like." "I have to show my hands like a blackjack dealer to prove to my dogs that I don't have any food. I wonder how long it takes for a giraffe to throw up." The world without prefixes. I have aptly cleaned the house, and it's not maculate anymore, it's kempt, and the beds are shoveled. I am very gruntled about this, and even though it's a wieldy issue to break to the world, the house has a ray in a gainly way. I would say it is even peckable, even though I am feeling flappable and a little ploost. I started with a chote plan, advertently bunking the fact that it could be done. The new priest, nervous about hearing confession, asks the older priest to sit in on his sessions. Afterward, the old priest has a few suggestions. "Cross your arms over your chest and rub your chin with one hand," he says. The new priest tries it. "And now say things like, 'I see, yes, I understand,' and 'How did you feel about that?'" The new priest repeats the phrases. The old priest smiles and says, "Now, don't you think that's a little better than slapping your knee and saying, 'No way, what happened next?'" "I named my stomach Budapest because it's the capital of Hungary." Got a funny joke? It could be worth money. For details, go to rd.com/submit. Well, that wraps up Style and Substance for today, Tuesday, April 1st, 2025. Happy April Fool's Day. If you'd like to learn more about Airs LA, follow us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/AirsLA and be sure to click that like button. This podcast is solely for the use of the blind and print impaired. Any unauthorized use is prohibited. Fill your week with laughter.